No, I'm fine. I'm just having a little bit of a panic attack. It's nothing. Stop being... I was going to say, stop being so sweet, but I don't think you know how. And that's kind of part of the problem. Fuck. You see, it's at this point that I normally chicken out. And I just lie. Little lies. Not real lies. White lies. I need to talk to you. It's not bad, it's just... It could be bad. It could be awful. And that's why I normally chicken out. Because I have imagined every single outcome. Over and over. And some, my heart just sings for them. And others just fill me full of abject terror. And fuck. I just went white as a sheet, didn't I? I'm actually nervous. No, I'm fucking terrified. Because this is big. This is more than... Have you ever had one of those moments when, depending on what you say next, everything could change? They are big and scary. No. I really do want a hug right now, I do. I want nothing more than to have your arms around me, but just stay there and listen, please. I've rehearsed saying this so many times, I have, but the words are so difficult. You're my best friend, and you know that fuck it, you know what, fuck it, I love you. But I just said that. I love you. It's not enough. It doesn't. If it was as easy as saying those three words, I would have said them years ago. Yes, years. Just leave it. Let it go. But those three words. They don't even begin to touch what I feel. Because you're more than just someone who makes me feel safe and secure. You're home. It's like I found you and that's it. I'm not going to say life's journey because that sounds really cheesy, although I did have a speech based around that. If there's only one perfect person out there for everyone, then I'm lucky. I'm so fucking lucky because I found them. I found you. So I'm... saying. No, I'm asking you to love me. I'm asking you to be mine. And I know it won't be simple. I know it'll be complicated, and I know that there are things we feel insecure about. I know it's a risk, because you are my best friend, and... But when I look into your eyes... I think the risk is worth it. And it's not like it's a secret. The way I feel about you has never been a secret from anyone. From every intense look, to the way we hold hands, to those kisses that aren't kisses. It's been a well-kept secret. Best kept secret. That wasn't a secret at all. You've ruined me. You have absolutely ruined me. Because we've always been there for each other. We've always been there when it comes to the world being a bastard. When it comes to people breaking our hearts, we've been there for each other. And I promise you, I won't do that. I couldn't do that. I promise to love you the right way. And I can tell by the look on your face, you think it's a bad idea. I know you think it's unrealistic that this won't work. But darling, the idea of us being together, of being a couple, it is the most realistic dreams I've ever had. And I dream of you. It's not... We're not friends. We've never just been friends. It's never been that simple between us. We say I love you like we say hello. And people look at us so strangely when we do. We spend so much time together and we're so comfortable. The way we talk about everything. And it's like we're in our own little world. It's not simple, and we're not just friends. When you hold me, I don't know if you feel my heart beating faster. I don't know if you see my hands shaking as you hold them. Because even though there have been others, it's you. You are the consistent thing in my life. It's you. Not that we always get on, because we argue. We bicker like an old married couple. But there isn't anyone else's opinion I value as much as yours. And I think we both need that. We need to be with people. We need to be with someone. Someone who isn't afraid to put us in our place. To point out when we're being a muppet, an idiot. And you do that. And I do it to you. We aren't afraid of offending each other. We're not scared of calling each other out. Most of all, even if it's difficult, if it's hurtful to our egos, we're not afraid to admit when we're wrong. And we apologize. We come back, we apologize, and we make up. Sort of thrilling, really. But we also look after each other. We protect each other like family. Because every time something has gone wrong in my life, you're there. You're the one I turn to always. You are every first text. Every first phone call. And all I have to do is say one word and you know something's wrong. Just hear my voice shake in that way, which so many people wouldn't even notice. So many people would ignore. You can tell that something's wrong. What kind of day I'm having. We've both been hurt by other people. We've had our hearts broken. And just as there is a long list of your exes that I hate, I know that if you could, you would beat the shit out of every person who's ever broken my heart, who's ever made me cry. You are the one that always lifts me up. You're always the one saving me. I take so much pride in not needing people, being strong, being independent. But this is one of the most vulnerable things I'm ever going to say. Darling, I don't just want you. I need you. I need you. And we flirt. We both deny it. But we flirt like it's a first love kind of thing. And you are. Because I don't think I knew what love was before I met you. Love is every inside joke we have that makes me smirk. It's this world we live in. That's our world. Just we two. It's the way you make me laugh. You do it so easily. Even on those days when I'm grumpy, when I don't feel like smiling, you just make me laugh. I didn't ask for this. I didn't ask for this in the most Adam Jensen kind of way. I didn't ask to fall in love with you, I just couldn't help it. But more than anything, you are my best friend. And that is what makes this so complicated and awkward. Awkward if you don't feel as deeply. But something about this, something, I don't know, I just, something tells me that you do. Or I wouldn't be taking this chance. I wouldn't be saying this. I know there will be risks. Big, scary risks, but I want to face them with you, hand in hand. I know I'm taking a chance here. A chance at ruining what this is, what we have, and I'm scared, and I'm sorry for that. But part of me feels like I'm living a lie. I feel half alive just being a friend. When you are all I think about, you're all I want. Because the truth is, there just isn't anyone else I feel as deeply for. There's no one else I care about as much as you, half as much as you. And the truth is, I can't imagine my life without you in it. And I wouldn't want to live in a world without you in it. You are the standard that I compare everyone else to. And the reason why no one ever matches up is because they're not you. No one could ever be you. So that's it. That's me putting my heart on the line. Here I am telling you everything. Feeling exposed and very vulnerable. I'm just hoping for the best, hoping that. But if you can't go there with me, if you don't think this is a good idea, I know that we might not be able to go back to the way things were before. But I didn't have a choice. I had to take this chance. I had to jump and hope and pray that this can be something than just wonder what if, be half alive and full of regret. Please be mine. Peace. I need you.